if you intend to watch the series Tehran, you want to watch it and then come back and listen to my review. And right now I'll give my rating, which is 5 stars. It's a very, very good series and I highly recommend it. All right, I wanted to talk about the Apple TV series Tehran. Season 2. I recently did my review of season 1, so if you're interested in seeing that, you should check it out. Tehran is an amazing series, and this season 2 only elevated what season 1 had put out, and it just kept going and going and going. I wanted to talk about the ending and the build-up to the climax of season 2. In season 2, of course, we have Tamar, who is played by Niv Sultan. We have Faraz, who is played by Sean Tobe. We have Milad, played by Shervin Alnabi. And they introduced a new character this year, which I don't think she was in season 1 at all. Glenn Close's character played the part of Marjan. So she was part of the Mossad, and she was sort of tasked with directing Tamar on what to do on their plots. And one of the main plots in season 2 was to kill the general. I apologize. I'm not sure which actor played the general. Anyhow, I wanted to specifically cover episode 8, the final episode in the series. What they had done was they had this conspiracy to kill the general. They were making their way to do that. It was like their second attempt at killing him, and they accidentally ended up killing the general's son. That was not the target. They were trying to kill the general. After that failure and that mistake, they were told by the Mossad not to proceed any further, to evacuate and get out of Iran. But Marjan didn't follow that order. She said, "We have the green light." She told the team, who was Tamar and Milad. And then by this time, they even had Faraz on the team. They had blackmailed him, and he was also involved in this. What happened was there was the funeral for the son, and Tamar had made her way into that and was able to infiltrate that funeral. It wasn't really a funeral. It was a wake or something like that, but they had the body there. They were going to have a viewing for the general. The idea was that Tamar was to go in and poison the general with some sort of a perfume. That plan was halted by Faraz. Faraz took that from Tamar and told her to get out of there. So you didn't really know what was going to happen. You're thinking, okay, maybe Faraz is going to do it himself. But when he went to go visit the general, who was looking at the body, the general security stopped him and said, "What do you have for him?" He said, "Well, I have the son's effects." And he said, "We'll give it to him." So you're thinking, uh-oh, what's going to happen? So he gives him the package and then he walks the other way. They had in a previous episode, this booby-trapped, they had a cell phone. That cell phone, you've come to find out in this final episode, in the last couple of minutes, was a bomb, and Tamar ends up calling that cell phone and then activating the bomb and blowing up the general. So the general is killed in the end. Prior to that happening, there was this scene where Faraz's wife had that perfume and she poisons Glenn Close. She sprays that in her face. And so at the end of the episode, you have Glenn Close gasping, or Marjan gasping for breath. Earlier in the season, there was a similar incident where Faraz was poisoned by Marjan, and Faraz almost died. But because Glenn Close needed him, she saved his life, and he found out about that. So in the end, this is sort of almost a revenge for Faraz against Marjan. When he saw her gasping for breath, he didn't run to her rescue. He just politely closed the door to let her die. And so you're like, whoa, that was kind of cold-blooded. Right after the explosion, the general being blown up, they cut to Tamar and Milad, and they're making their getaway, and they have this getaway car that's atop of a parking structure. She said, "That's the silver car." They go up to the top. There's a silver car waiting for them, and they're getting their stuff. Milad goes to start the car, and you knew what was going to happen. I was like, oh, okay. This is just, it's so obvious that car was going to blow up. And sure enough, the car blew up. There's no way Milad could have survived that explosion. And then they cut to Tamar running away from the scene with none of her bags or anything. She just ran away. She's a very resourceful woman in this. And she's the star of this series. She's very good. You're left wondering on season 3, is Glenn Close going to somehow survive? It doesn't seem likely. It looks like Milad is dead. You don't know the loyalty that Faraz has. Is he going to get caught by the Iranian forces, and are they going to realize that he was somehow helping the Mossad? And so there's all these different angles and things, and it's just a really, really well-developed series. There's a lot of subtitles in it, so you do have to do quite a bit of reading as well as watching if you don't know the language. But in the end, yes, season 2 is a 5-star, and I highly recommend checking it out. It's very, very entertaining.